This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on David Atkins, A-T-K-I-N-S, first name David. Date of birth is March 21st, 1975. Patient seen for Dr. Nolan and Dr. James, J-A-M-E-S-D-T-E-E-M-D. New paragraph, dear sir, thank you for this referral. This is a Denton State Supported Living Center patient, comes here for evaluation for abnormal iron indices. Symptoms, patient does not communicate. Past medical history, he has profound intellectual disability. He also has history of seizure disorder, partial complex. He had tracheostomy in the past for subglottic stenosis. Patient is blind bilaterally. The patient is sent here for evaluation of his recent iron studies. Physical exam, he is in a wheelchair, blind bilaterally, ENT, tetus post tracheostomy, lymph node negative in the neck, lungs rattling sound from tracheal secretions, heart regular, abdomen feeding G-tube, extremity muscle wasting. His lab WBC 6.9, hemoglobin 14.4, hematocrit 46.8, RDW 15.5, platelet 258, serum iron 30, saturation 7%, ferritin 9.5. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, mild persistent iron deficiency anemia, most likely secondary to poor absorption of orally administered iron. Diagnosis 2, normal hemoglobin and hematocrit. New paragraph recommendations. I think we could try increasing his iron to twice daily and check it in a month or two. But I feel since his hemoglobin is normal, low iron might not create any issues. Nonetheless, we could try doubling up for a month. Thank you for your referral. This is a consultation on David Atkins, A-T-K-I-N-S. Thank you.